riding on that RTA to get to where we need to be. The few pennies I earn might keep some folks concerned, y'all, but it ain't gonna bother me. Well, everybody knows that it's time to go. Ain't no time to sleep. Gotta get out in the street. I'm where I need to be. Trumpets humming, snare drums are drumming, hear the rhythm of a tambourine. Oh, Rambo's blazing, my flag boy raising, now raising up his flag for me. Yeah, Lord, everybody knows that it's time to go. Time to sleep. Gotta get out in the streets.
Natalie McMaster, April 2nd, when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver's Centennial Theater. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484 or visit centennialtheater.com. Tickets are now on sale.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
is measured in terms of megatons. What does that mean to us? It's a matter of practical application. It takes 1,000 kilotons to equal 1 megaton.
Stay true. I come to your emotional rescue. I come to your emotional rescue. Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
All right, and you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm really excited about today's show. We have a special guest, Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Dorothy.
And we are going to be playing the show's first ever all-tape cassette show.
Yes.
And tape cassette aficionado Alex is here. And, yeah, so can you tell us a bit about what the show is going to look like in the next coming hour?
Yeah, so basically, Dorothy and I have gone through some of my cassettes and chosen some of our favorites, and so we've kind of lined them up and are going to play them, and it's going to be pretty exciting. We just listened to Emotional Rescue by the Rolling Stones, a pretty great tune.
And you can totally, I felt like you could totally tell, like, how the sound was so different.
It yeah, was great. There's a definite difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And you've also, Alex, you've also done a review of Green Burrito, right?
Yeah, I did an article in Discorder on Green Burrito Records, which is a really cool local cassette label. It's run by Ryan Smith, and he's put out some really great music. We're going to listen to at least one of the songs from one of the artists he's put out, Coco, which is pretty cool. And the rest of the cassettes are older, but yeah, it's great to buy new cassettes as well.
Awesome. Okay, so the next track that we are going to play is
Dream Operator by the Talking Heads.
All right. Thank you. All right, and we are back for the tape cassette edition of Stereo Blues, and we're here with Alex DeBoer, who writes for Discorder a lot, and actually for the 30th anniversary, you wrote two articles.
Yes, I did. I wrote a piece on the Waldorf closing, which is pretty interesting, and then I wrote on Babysitter, which is a Victoria-based sort of a psych rock garage band. Mm-hmm. They have a new album out called I, and they just signed to Psychic Handshake, mm-hmm. which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think they're based out of Montreal.
Yeah, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely they are, and yeah, so they're doing pretty well. I think they're playing. Aren't they playing sometime soon here?
They are going to be playing for the CITR and Mint compilation show,
right, yeah.
Fun Drive Finale, which I'm
really
super
good.
Stoked for. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And they also, they released a tape as well. Duncan, mm-hmm. one of the programmers, he said that he almost liked the tape better than their CD released. I think it's just because it's like weirder in some way.
That's cool. Yeah, their tape is called 666. I actually haven't listened to it.
No.
I'd love to get a copy, but I missed the show where they were selling it. But yeah, that'd be cool to check out. That's a perfect example of another new band putting out a cassette. So
yeah, because you went all the way to Victoria, where they're from, to interview them, right?
Yeah, I interviewed the lead singer, Christian North. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Got to check out Victoria a bit.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't been in so long.
Yeah, neither had I, actually.
I feel like surfing, like, Tofino should be attempted, like, soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what is the next track that we are going to play?
So next is, like, speaking of new cassettes, is a newer one put out by Green Burrito, Coco, featuring the Industrial Priest. Mm-hmm. I think this is his latest music release. It was out in the summer. The cassette is called Out of the Basement and Into the Yard, and we're going to play the first two tracks because they're both pretty short. And they're called, the first one is called Punch Out My Tears, and the second one's called I'll Let You Down, and they're both really great.
And also a Canadian artist.
Yeah, too. Local from here. He just moved to Montreal, of course, so that's kind of sad, but
Yes. Thank you.
UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
Everybody else does.
And of course, that was the Smiths. Can you tell us a bit about this track, Alex?
Yeah, that was How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. I have it on this lovely cassette of mine called Hatful of Hollow, which has like a ton of great Smiths tunes. I actually thought of that song because I saw Built to Spill on Wednesday at the Rickshaw.
And it was packed. So many people were there. Yeah.
It was very, very packed, very trendy. And I actually don't know too much about Built to Spill, but my roommate had an extra ticket, and so I was lucky enough to go. And after playing an awesome show, they did an encore, quite a long encore, actually. And one of the first songs they played was How Soon Is Now, and it just reminded me of how great that song is, mm-hmm, obviously, mm-hmm. So good. And then I realized I have it on cassette, so we just played it.
Magic happens.
Yeah. Yes, indeed it does, Dorothy. Yeah, but it was, great song, yep. And then next, coming up, is Patti Smith, because I actually have Horses on cassette.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, I believe I found it in Seattle at a sort of like vintage consignment store. Mm-hmm. It was $3, which is pretty good. And I had just read her sort of biography, Just Kids.
Just Kids. I started reading that this summer, but didn't really get past the first few pages for some reason.
You mm-hmm. should revisit it because it's very, very good and very interesting about the art scene in New York in the 70s and just really great about just being an artist and like going after that. And she's just such an amazing artist in so many different avenues. But this album is like a great example of her particular musical genius.
Yes.
And the song I wanted to play is Birdland, which is like 9 minutes long. So we might fade it out a bit at the end when she's doing more just sort of speaking. Not to disrespect the song, but for time's sake, I guess.
We'll go with the flow.
Yeah, we'll go with the flow. Okay.
She looks like such a, like, rebel in this photo, too.
I know. It's such a great photo. Yes, I think. Does it say... So here is Birdland by Patti Smith.
I'm killing, raving, and this movie is mine. So he cried out as he stretched the sky, pushing it all out like Lake Dick's cartoon. Am I all alone, this generation? We're just dreaming of animation night and day. It won't let up, it won't let up. And I see them coming in. Oh, I couldn't hear them before, but I hear them now. It's a radioscope and also on our platinum lights, moving in like black ships. Then we're moving in streams of them. And he put up his hands and he said, it's me, it's me. I'll give you my eyes, take me up. Oh, now please. Tortured woman, the true shape of a tortured woman. The mother standing in the doorway, letting her sons no longer presidents but prophets. They're all dreaming, they're gonna bear the prophet. He's gonna run through the fields, dreaming animations. All the split skull, it's gonna come out like a black bouquet, shining like a fist that's gonna shoot him up like Mohammed Baza. Take him up, 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 up. Go ahead. Oh, tiles. The sun had melted the sand and it coagulated like a river of glass. When it hardened, he looked at the surface. He saw his face, and where their eyes were just two white opals. Two white opals. Where their eyes, there were just two white opals. And he looked up, and the rays shot, and he saw Raven coming in. And he crawled on his back, and he went up.
Joseph Angelique was the name given by her last owners to a Portuguese-born black slave in New France. She was tried and convicted of setting fire to her owner's home, burning much of what is now referred to as Old Montreal. It has recently been argued that she was in fact innocent of the crime and convicted more on the basis of her perception as a rebellious runaway slave than on the basis of factual evidence. A competing theory is that she was guilty of the crime as an act of justified rebellion against slavery. Many authors see her as an immortal avatar of liberation and prefer naturally to see her as an active rebel. Others find her just as inspiring as an exceptional, outspoken, independent-minded woman who fought for her freedom and her life against formidable odds and in spite of a society that expected submission from women, especially if they were also black and slaves.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And of course that was Patti Smith, but I think there were some technical difficulties which happens with tapes, as we have discovered.
Yes, like, yes, when you don't rewind it to the correct start of the song. Yeah, but that's the beauty of cassettes. So, there you go.
So, you've been collecting tapes for a while. How did you get into tapes?
I've been collecting cassettes for maybe 2 years or a year and a half or something. I had a couple cassettes in high school because I had a CD cassette player, mm-hmm. which I still have at my parents' house. So I found a few cassettes going garage sale shopping. And then maybe like a couple summers ago, I was at a friend's party or something, and he had, I remember he had Bitches Brew by Miles Davis on cassette. I just remember being kind of struck by it because it's such an amazing album, and then just to have it on a cassette format just seemed really cool, and it kind of just reminded me that I had cassettes and that I should pull them out, and then I did, and I don't know, really enjoyed like collecting them and listening to them, so I started thrifting for cassettes, and here I am today with a few cassettes, quite a few.
I feel like I grew up with cassettes that were like Shania Twain or like maybe like Barbara Streisand from...
She's all over the place.
I think she's in a movie coming up soon, but with like Seth Rogen.
What?
And it looks really good though.
That's interesting.
I kind of like her, like when she acts. I think it's always really good. And anyway, so what track are we gonna play next?
So next I have Bruce Springsteen from the album Darkness on the Edge of Town, which is one of the best albums ever in my opinion. And all the songs on here are amazing, so I'm just going to play The Promised Land because it's one of my favorites. But, it's a great song, and it's from 1978, I believe. Yeah, so here's The Promised Land.
And the warbliness was pretty evident in that.
Yeah, definitely. The harmonica and sax, particularly.
I wonder if it's just, like, high frequency. Like, because his voice sounded fine, but maybe it's just, like, the higher frequencies.
Yeah, I think that might be it. Yeah, it definitely gets worn out with use. Mm-hmm. Another endearing quality of cassettes. But if it's not too bad, it can be fine. That was a bit much, but yeah. So next we want to go with some Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, let's play some Fleetwood Mac. Can you tell us a bit about this tape?
Yeah, this one is called Tango in the Night. Excellent album. Mm-hmm. Has some pretty famous songs like Seven Wonders, Little Lies, which I feel like a lot of people don't realize is actually Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, is that the one where it's like Tell Me Lies?
Yeah. Okay. Totally. But it sounds like more 80s than the rest of the tunes on this album. So it's kind of, it appears to be out of place. But the song I would like to play is Everywhere, because it's super romantic and it's just a great song. So.
Romantic songs.
So it's on side one there. Yeah, it's a great song.
All right, here we go.
Everywhere.
Thank you.
All right, and it looks like there's a bit of a delay with the next tape that we're going to put in, which is Pleasure Cruise's tape.
Yeah. I think you interviewed the lead singer on your show, right?
Yeah, Jody. And Jody is actually, I think she might be releasing some new material of herself.
Oh,
so
cool.
That would be really awesome, especially if she released it on this, like, a similar format as this would be really great, too. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think she, like, went down to the States to do some recording with people who did, I think, like, local natives recorded in there as well.
That's pretty cool. They're pretty big these days. Yeah, she's definitely really talented. I guess she has a lot of projects. This one is Pleasure Cruise, and the cassette is called Business in Three Songs. I bought it in the summer at the closing show for Music Waste. Everyone was very hungover and picked up a couple of cassettes. They performed. They had a song called Bruce Springsteen, which sold me on them, so then I picked up this cassette.
Okay, let's see if this side is the right type.
Yeah. Pleasure Cruise. That was their first song, Weeks and Months, although I may have cut off a bit of the beginning. They're a Vancouver-based band as well. We were just talking about the lead singer, Jody Glenham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks like we're probably going to have like one more track to play for the show. Thanks so much, Alex, for coming in.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Dorothy.
This is awesome. Yeah, be sure to check out the new Discorder. And the Babysitter article. And I think they're number one on the charts at CITR this week, too.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
So what is the very last track that we're going to be playing today?
We're going to be playing Invisible Touch by Genesis.
I feel like I've had that song stuck in my head, like, yesterday and today.
Yeah, it's so, so catchy. Phil Collins is so good at making music.
Yeah.
He's, like, great drummer. Great musician. And it's like a really cool looking CD or cassette. It has like a hand on it and some graphics. It's, I don't know, you can't see it.
Those are great graphics. I would definitely recommend them. Like, they're inspiring.
Inspiring, yeah. Yeah, it's a really fun tune. So it's a good 80s way to end this cassette show.
All right.
I think.
And tonight, there's a show at the Astoria. Who's going to be playing again? Aaron Reed,
Watermelon, and I forget the name of the last band.
Oh, isn't it like Gal Grayson?
Yes, something like that.
Oh, nice.
They're really great.
And I
always forget their name.
I think he's also on the Mint and CITR Pop Compilation Volume 3, too, which is definitely
something.
That's
coming out soon, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well, thanks again for listening. Hope you have a wonderful Friday. There's some sun. Yay. So we'll close off with Genesis.
We'll be right back. This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.